Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is humility. We will return to our devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hubris and Humility, written and read by Reverend Kyle Norman. Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5. We know David to be a hero of the Old Testament. He is the man noted to be after God's own heart. He slew Goliath when everyone else was too scared to enter the battlefield. He grew to be a mighty warrior, a successful king, a consummate leader. To top it all off, it is out of David's own line through which the Messiah was to come. You can't get much more of a compliment than that. David, however, is also a man with flaws. His self-confidence turns easily to pride. David often lives from a sense of entitlement, believing he can have and achieve whatever he desires. One of the most intriguing examples of this is his desire to build the Lord's temple. We read about this in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Having been named king, David now resides in the palace. As David reflects on the lack of a house for God, he resolves to rectify the situation. In a matter-of-fact manner, which only a king can muster, he declares to the prophet Nathan that he will build the Lord's house. To be fair to David, I'm sure this desire was born initially out of faith. Yet part of me wonders if something more is going on. Is David's desire to build the temple entirely altruistic? I wonder if this is an instance of David being too big for his britches. Did David believe that the Lord needed him to manage the Lord's affairs? After all, he was the one who slew Goliath. He was the one who brought the ark back to Jerusalem. He was the one who continually saved the nation. He was the glorious king of Israel. Building the temple would establish David as the head of the political and religious life of the nation. The action would strengthen David's authority and garner allegiance from all of Israel. As smart and as savvy as he was, I can't believe that this escaped his notice. The point is, instead of humility and humbleness, David acted out of a misplaced attempt to manage God. David wanted to have a say over where God was found and how God was interacted with. Do I ever fall into the mistaken belief that Jesus needs me to micromanage his affairs in this world? Instead of humility and acceptance, do I ever believe that I am the one who gets to call the shots, with the Lord dutifully falling in line behind me? Honestly, there are probably times where I do this. I do this whenever I believe that I have earned God's love or grace, I act like David whenever I assume that Jesus thinks about everything and everyone exactly as I do. Whenever I assume that the head of the church needs me to save his church, am I not getting a little too big for my own britches? David does not build the temple. He is told to cease and desist. Nathan comes to him with this divine word. Yet God's response to David in this is beautifully instructive. David isn't just told no. He is reminded of the Lord's power and guidance over the nation and his own family. David is reminded that God has moved with the Israelites every day, and that no ruler was ever tasked to build a house for the Lord. In effect, God reprimands David, gently, saying, "Who do you think you are to assume that you are the one to do this?" With all the hubris flowing through him, David is called to humility. He is reminded of his rightful place before the true and rightful king. Intersecting faith and life. It can be hard to be taken down a peg, to have God address our prideful hubris. But this is necessary if we want to live our lives faithfully before God. In love, God reminds us of our place as part of his creation. We are people formed of the earth, crafted in God's image, and redeemed by his love. As such, God calls us to a place of submission. We are called to receive, not create, the will of the Lord. Furthermore, in those times where we may not know what the next phase of our journey is, we are called to wait for the Lord. God does not need our management strategies or our directions. God does not need us to create a path or construct a legacy or build a future. Instead of attempting to manage divine things, therefore, we should use our energy to be diligent in prayer and humble in spirit. As David, future son, put it, "Unless the Lord builds the house, we but labor in vain." Psalm 127, verse 1. Our future is in God's hand. And despite our knowledge, our management, or insight, God's plans will prevail. For further reading, read Proverbs 11, verse 2, Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 11, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.